If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Today is Wednesday, January 11th. We're talking about the ongoing winter weather hitting California, what people are dealing with now, and when even more storms are coming. Also, we'll tell you what new investigations the U.S. House is now launching, with plans to look into federal law enforcement, the White House, and more. Plus, what a new report found about traffic in some cities, the biggest winners at last night's Golden Globes, and this year's new flavor of Girl Scout cookie as the cookie season kicks off. Those stories and more news in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. California is now dealing with flooding, landslides, sinkholes, downed trees, power outages, and mountain towns buried in snow. And the state is actually nowhere near the end of this string of storms that's been pounding the West Coast since last month. Today, the next one is expected to hit Northern California and also impact the Pacific Northwest, once again with heavy rain causing more floods. But for now, at least, the storms don't seem to be quite as strong as this last one was. Just over the last couple of days, a storm dumped more than a foot and a half of rain in Southern California. Thousands of people had to evacuate, and many more were unable to go anywhere because floods, rock slides, and landslides closed down roads. Meanwhile, parts of the Sierra Nevada region got more than 5 feet of snow, so there's a threat of avalanches up there. After today's storm sweeps through, yet another system is in the forecast for Saturday and Sunday, and that one is expected to impact a much larger portion of California. Well, lawmakers from both parties are now saying they want to know more about the classified documents that ended up at President Biden's old office. Some have requested U.S. intelligence agencies conduct a damage assessment so they know exactly who could have had access to these documents and what they'd be able to find out from them. As for President Biden, he says he was surprised to learn there were any secret docs in his office and that he doesn't know what was in them since his lawyers suggested he not even ask. But CNN cites a source who says they covered topics about Ukraine, Iran, and the U.K., and they were apparently dated between 2013 and 2016 when Biden was vice president. CNN also says the U.S. attorney in Chicago has already finished the first part of his investigation into this matter, so it's now up to the U.S. attorney general to decide what to do from here and whether to make it a criminal investigation like the Justice Department did with the documents found at former President Trump's home. Many Republicans have accused the Justice Department of treating former President Trump way worse than Biden, while Democrats and law enforcement officials argue that even though these two issues are similar, with confidential docs being where they shouldn't be, that there are also some key differences, like there were way more of them at former President Trump's home, and Biden's lawyers voluntarily turned them over. Still, expect to hear more about both incidents in the days and weeks to come. Republicans, who now have the majority in the U.S. House, have started launching their investigations. As expected, one of them is meant to look into the federal government and whether it's been weaponized for partisan reasons. Specifically, they started a committee that will look into things like whether the Justice Department wrongly targeted parents after an increase of threats against school board members, whether the White House had ties with social media companies that led them to censor views, or if federal law enforcement abused their power by investigating former President Trump. And there is another new committee that actually has bipartisan support, and that one is meant to investigate America's competition with China and to recommend policies to address it. Before Ukrainians do more to fight off Russia's invasion, they're coming here to the U.S. About 100 troops from Ukraine are scheduled to arrive at Fort Sill in Oklahoma next week to learn how to use the Patriot missile defense system. Remember, President Biden announced it was part of a new American aid package, and it's the most advanced surface-to-air missile system Ukraine has received yet. But it will take several months for Ukrainians to learn how to use it. Defense officials say this training has to happen in the U.S. since they need simulators and other equipment that would be tough to move elsewhere. But that's just for the Patriot system. The Washington Post cites senior U.S. officials who say the American military also plans to train hundreds of Ukrainian troops at a time in Germany starting this month. It was a tense couple of days for North American leaders, but in the end, they seemed eager to show they could still work together. President Biden met with his counterparts from Mexico and Canada for their regular summit. In some of the more heated moments of the week, Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, told President Biden it's time to do away with what he said was the abandonment and disdain for Latin America and the Caribbean. Biden responded by saying the U.S. has already spent tens of billions of dollars in the region. Next, Canada's Prime Minister Justin Trudeau warned Biden about his Buy American push, since he thinks it goes against the idea of free trade. But there was also some common ground at the summit. On immigration, leaders announced a new online platform to give people access to legal pathways to immigration, as well as a commitment to share more information about illegal drugs traveling between the countries. On the climate, they all promised to lower methane emissions from solid waste and wastewater. And on the supply chain, they pledged to work together to boost the supply of semiconductors, which right now is a market dominated by Asia. At the end of it all, the leaders talked about unity. More news still coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. If your New Year's goals are to manage your budget better and save money, you'll want to check out Rocket Money. Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill, is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Over 80% of people have subscriptions they forgot about, like a streaming service you bought to watch just one show, or a free trial that you never even used. Well, Rocket Money will quickly and easily identify your subscriptions for you so you can stop paying for the ones you don't want or don't use. The same day I signed up, I found two subscriptions I had forgotten about and was able to immediately cancel them, saving me money I didn't even know I was wasting each month. Over 3 million people have used Rocket Money, saving the average person up to $720 a year. So stop throwing your money away. Cancel unwanted subscriptions and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/newsworthy. That's rocketmoney.com/newsworthy. rocketmoney.com/newsworthy. If you commute to work, you probably already know traffic is back. And in some cities, it's even worse than it was before COVID-19 got so many people to start working from home. A new report from the research company INRIX ranked Chicago worst in the U.S. for traffic. The report says drivers there spent an average of 155 hours in traffic last year. Next on the list is Boston, where people reportedly lost 134 hours. And then there's New York. Drivers there wasted 117 hours on average waiting in traffic jams. But there are places in the U.S. where traffic is improving. In Seattle, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C., the average time stuck in traffic is down by one-third or more as compared to before the pandemic. Well, thousands of American finance workers are losing their jobs this week, including those who work in crypto and traditional banking. First, we'll talk about Goldman Sachs. The bank is in the middle of its largest round of layoffs since the financial crisis. Before the week is out, 3,200 of them will be let go. That's about 6% of Goldman's workforce. Like other investment banks, the company's profits have taken a hit since interest rates have driven the markets down. But as of this morning, Goldman execs have not said anything publicly about these layoffs. Separately, the cryptocurrency brokerage firm Coinbase announced it's cutting a fifth of its staff. That adds up to nearly 1,000 people, and it comes after the company already let 1,100 people go back in June. Coinbase has been hit hard by the plunge in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrency prices, but it's certainly not alone. Bottom line, the crypto industry is not doing great right now, but it still could turn around. In fact, Bitcoin has had a solid start to 2023, and it's now up more than 4% since the start of the year. It's soon going to be a little tougher for advertisers to target young people on social media. Meta says it's changing how its apps Instagram and Facebook handle ads for anyone younger than 18. Starting next month, advertisers will not be able to target their ads to teenage users based on their online activity or their gender. And the young Facebook and Instagram users will soon get the option to see less of a certain topic more often than they do now. Already, Meta does not allow ads for teens on things like alcohol, financial products, and weight loss items. Still, some child safety advocates say this is just a good first step, and Meta should really do more to minimize the amount of data it collects from teens for any reason. The Golden Globes were back on TV with some pretty memorable moments making light of past scandals. For starters, host Jared Carmichael addressed the diversity issue that kept the show off the air last year, mentioning it and joking about it right in his opening monologue. Another talked-about part of the show was what actor and comedian Eddie Murphy said as he accepted a Lifetime Achievement Award. He joked, "There's a blueprint to follow to achieve peace and prosperity. Pay your taxes, mind your business, and keep Will Smith's wife's name out of your mouth. Of course, that's in reference to the Chris Rock slapping incident at the last Academy Awards show. As for the actual Golden Globe Awards of the night, the biggest movie ones went to The Fabelmans for Best Drama and The Banshees of Inisherin for Best Comedy. When it comes to TV, House of Dragon won Best Drama and Abbott Elementary won Best Comedy. The Girl Scouts kicked off their cookie campaign this week, meaning all the favorites like Thin Mints, Samoas, and Tagalongs are back. There's also a new cookie this year. The Raspberry Rally is a lot like a Thin Mint since it has the same chocolate coating. But instead of the mint, there's a raspberry-flavored filling. And that one is only available online. Like every year, most of the money made from the cookies will go to support local Girl Scouts. Even though the national campaign started already, the actual date when each troop gets its cookies depends on where they are. But no matter what, Girl Scout cookie season runs through April. Well, that's it for the main news today, so now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, this podcast is sponsored by Rothy's. I personally love that the new year is a time to reflect and reset. Not to put pressure on myself, but just to take stock of what makes me feel good and what small things I might want to upgrade or change. And this year, cleaning out my closet and getting a bit more organized is one of my big to-dos. And part of cleaning out my closet means donating a bunch of old and refreshing my 2023 wardrobe. But I always notice that my Rothy's shoes go in the keep pile, because they have a timeless style, they're super comfortable, and they're high quality and durable, so they still look great even after it's been years. Plus, I may be getting a new pair since Rothy's always has new options. Flats, loafers, sneakers, and more in dozens of colors and prints, and yes, they are even launching more soon. You might also know by now that I love Rothy's shoes because they are sustainably made with their signature thread spun from recycled single-use plastic bottles. For stylish and comfortable shoes, shop Rothy's. Get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. A major change could be coming for millions of employees in the U.S. The FTC proposed a rule that would stop employers from imposing non-compete clauses. So non-competes basically say workers cannot take jobs with competing companies or start a similar business for a period of time after leaving a job. Many companies require employees to sign these agreements in order to work there. In theory, they're meant to prevent high-level employees from taking proprietary information to rivals. But reports say non-competes are now more sweeping and common. According to the FTC, banning these requirements could expand career opportunities for an estimated 30 million Americans, allowing them to freely switch jobs for higher pay and better conditions, and ultimately raise wages by $300 billion a year. The ban would not only make it illegal for companies to start new non-compete clauses, but it would also void any current agreements. The public will have 60 days to submit comments about this proposed rule before the FTC then makes a final decision. Well, thank you so much for joining us as part of your daily routine and for supporting us by sharing the show or becoming a Newsworthy Insider. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.